Oh, India, India, a land ancient that my word has written on you. For the name of your nation is found in my Bible. And I have fulfilled my word by sending you one of the 12, St. Thomas. And your land has been visited by an apostle, the very original apostle. And there have been some that have rejected, and some have accepted. And upon that foundation, I have built my church. And out of your land has come forth many apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. A land rich in resources and rich in gifts, but also abundant in idolatry and abundant in sin, with an abundance of people. Yet, saith the Lord, I will raise my fivefold ministries in your land, and they will flourish, and I will build teaching centers north, south, east, and west. And I will call all your tribes and all your peoples and all your tongues together to come under the banner of my gospel. So know that the day of my visitation is at hand, and my visitation will bring forth an outpouring that has never been of that scale. Yea, indeed, I will judge the idolatry, the sin, licentiousness, the pride. But I will go forth, and I will send my fivefold among you, and you will come forth as a fruit of my people, chosen because of the cry of my apostle Thomas. For he has cried for your land, and even yet he loves your land, and he intercedes. So yet once again, I will send apostles to you, prophets to you, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And I will draw unto you and from you a group of highly anointed individuals whom I will spread across the world to share your special gift, your special stirring, for you shall be a people strong in the spirit, and a people gifted in my spirit. But watch, saith the Lord, lest you become like the Corinthians. But if you will operate in my love, those giftings will be building my glorious church, and I will make you a beautiful part of the colors that I add unto my glorious church, says the Lord.